Okay, today we're Be'ez Hashem going to continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, which really take off from the previous Mishnayos, or the previous Mishnah, where we had a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. If you recall, we had a discussion, what if you have Truma that gets mixed in with something, but you know certain parts are definitely Chulin? Do you count those parts that are definitely do not have Truma mixed in with them as part of the 100-to-1 ratio to be mevatel the truma? The particular case in the previous Mishnah was that there was truma that was at a fig cake of truma that was at the mouth of a jug, at the opening of a jug. So do you count all of the contents of the, and there are 50 jugs in the room, so do you just look at the mouths of jugs as that what's going to be mevatel the truma, because you can't identify which jug has truma at its mouth, or do you look at all of the contents of the jugs to be mevatel the truma, even though you know that anything below the upper layer, the upper level, is definitely chulin? So that was a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. So our Mishnah it just gives another example of where that machlokas comes out. So truma shenafla al pi magura. If you have a saw of truma on top of chulin grain at the opening of a storage room, so you know all of the truma is at the opening of the room. It's not deep into the room. Ukfa'a. And not only that, you even try to skim off the truma from the edge of the room, from the opening of the room. Now, you don't know that you got all of it, but you skimmed off the truma that was at the very, very edge of the room. There might still be some truma in the room. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im yesh b'kafoy me'asa, that if there is a total of 100 sa'a to the one sa'a of truma that was at the edge of the room, a total of 100 other sa'a in the room, that's enough to be mevatel etala be'echad me'a, the truma's batel in 100-to-1 in the 100-to-1 ratio. And this is Rabbi Eliezer Lishitaso, that even though you know that the stuff on the bottom of the jug in the previous Mishnah, or in this Mishnah, the stuff deep into the room is definitely chulin, it still counts to be mevatel the truma. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, also goes Lishitaso, and he says lo sala, that it does not mevatel it because the bottom of the pile or whatever's deep in the room is definitely chulin and is not, and therefore not nichnas into this taroves. It's not part of the mixture because it never got mixed with anything. You're able to clearly identify it as not being chulin, and therefore it does not count toward the 100-to-1 ratio. And Rabbi Yeshua says, so what do you do? So atchum shnaf al pimagura yakviena. What you should do is skim off as much of the grain from the top layer till you're confident that you got all of the truma out. And once you got all of the truma out, the rest of it is chulin, and you can use the rest of it. So that's the Eitzah. Instead of letting the whole thing be dimua and the whole thing being problematic, so you skim off enough to make sure that you get all of the truma. So now the Mishnah says, well, wait a second, Vim Kane, Lama Amru Truma Olabechunameya. So what's the case where we say that we have a 100-to-1 ratio where it's going to be Mevatel Truma? After all, anytime Truma gets mixed in, can't you just skim off the Truma? So it says, well, no, it's not always easy to skim off the Truma. Im Inyodua Im Blulosein, sometimes things get mixed in completely, mixed together to the point where you can't identify what's what. And the truma is evenly dispersed throughout the entire taroves, and you're not going to be able to skim anything off, or ola ayinafla, or sometimes it may not be evenly dispersed throughout the entire taroves. It may be concentrated in one area, but you don't know which area it's concentrated in. You don't know exactly where it fell. So since those are common cases, that's where you're going to need a bittel of 100-to-1, as opposed to a case where you know where the truma is, so just get rid of the truma, and then the rest of it is going to be chulin. So then the Mishnah talks about other halachas relating to bittel of 100-to-1. Mishnah Yud Beis, shtei kupos shtei maguros. If you there are two boxes, or you have two maguros, two storage rooms, and each storage room has 50 sa'a of chulin, shenafla sa'a truma l'toch achas mehen. So you have two boxes that each have 50 sa'a of chulin, and then one sa'a of truma falls into one of the boxes. Thing is, You don't know which box it fell into. So if you knew which box it fell into, so certainly that box would be problematic and the other box would be totally fine. But over here, you don't know which box it fell into. So can you count the contents of both boxes to be mevatel, the truma that fell into one of the boxes? So malazuasu, the halach is yes. You are allowed to count the contents of both boxes to equal the 100 to 1 ratio. Meaning it's we view them as if they're mitzuruf to each other, because all of the grain is part of the suffix, since we don't know where the truma is. But that's only if both containers are in the same place, or you plan on eventually being mitzarif them. Boxes are tend to be moved around, and sometimes people are mitzarif the contents of one box with the contents of the other box. So even if the boxes aren't necessarily in the same house, we can combine them with each other. Storage rooms aren't movable, so they're considered they're only considered to be the same unit if they're both located in the same house. Now the Tanakhama tells us that we view the contents of the boxes and these storage rooms as being one big unit, and therefore we say 100 to 1 ratio. But again, that's only if they're in the same house. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu hem b'shnei ayaros. No, they don't need to be in the same house. They can even be in two different cities, malazuazu. As long as you don't know which one the truma fell into, you could have two boxes or two storage facilities that each have 50 sa'ah, and one sa'ah of truma fell into one of them. As long as you can't identify which one it fell into, then you'll still have a din of bittul. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yod Aleph, we learned that that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua argue lishitasam, if you have a sa'ah of truma by the opening of a storage room. So do we count all of the contents of that storage room to be mevatel, or do we only count the contents that might have truma mixed in with it to be mevatel? And because Rabbi Shua says we do not count the contents that are definitely chulin to be mevatel, the real etza is to just skim off whatever might be truma, and then you could use the rest of the storage room. The only case where we're going to have a 100 to 1 ratio is if things get evenly dispersed throughout the taroves, according to Rabbi Shua, or if you don't know where in the chulin the truma had actually fallen. And then in Mishnah Yud Beis we learned that if you have two boxes or two storage rooms that each have 50 sa'ah of chulin and one sa'ah of truma fell into one of them, but you don't know which one it fell into, so two opinions. Tanakhama says as long as they're in the same house, then they're mitzarif to each other to make the 100 to 1 ratio, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, nah, they could even be in the different cities, and they'll be mitzarif with each other to be mevatel. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud Gimel, the last Mishnah of the fourth paragraph of Maseches Trumos.